State health officials say the number of Iowans seeking help for gambling addiction through a state-funded treatment program appears to be on the rise. There's been about a 5% increase from a year ago, and it follows 3 years of decline in that number. And the news comes at a time when state funding for problem gambling treatment has been cut because of state budget constraints. Jesse, a 25-year-old from Sioux City, is among Iowans receiving treatment for problem gambling. He's asked that we only use his first name. Jesse says his grandparents loved to gamble and started taking him to casinos at a young age.
I turned 18. They would take me there and give me like $50 or $100 to gamble with. And then I'd only gamble like $20 and think I was already ahead, so I was fine. Never really had a problem. It was just kind of something to do. And it was probably 2 years ago. I kind of found myself up in South Dakota going to school when we'd go out to the bars. There's video lottery at almost every bar up there, and I kind of found myself playing it a little more instead of socializing and a little more.
Then he'd stop at casinos on the way home. Jesse says the problem continued when he graduated and started looking for work.
And I found myself with some graduation money and not a job or anything really to do. So I found myself, I got sick of filling out applications, so I went down to the boat, and I kind of started doing it every day. And then once I found my job, I was like, okay, I got to quit.
That job was managing a casino in South Dakota. Jesse didn't quit gambling, but told himself he would when it was time to start paying off his student bills. That didn't happen either. Soon, Jesse says the casino took over his whole life. He began lying, borrowing, even stealing to get money for gambling. That's not uncommon, says Ben Granville of Keystone Treatment Center in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. He didn't work with Jesse, but says many gambling addicts he saw in his 20 years as a counselor were in even worse shape.
They've been involved with the legal system, oftentimes. So many of these folks come to us that have stolen from their employers. They've stolen from their families. They really, really have reached rock bottom.
Jesse says he's lucky things didn't get any worse before he got help. His relationship with his parents suffered as they bailed him out a few times from bad debt. Earlier this year, Jesse spent 30 days in an inpatient treatment program for gambling addiction. He's still in counseling at Jackson Recovery Centers in Sioux City. Amy Block supervises the center's gambling treatment program. She says over the past year, the organization has seen its highest levels ever of people seeking help, an increase of about 25%. Block says it's hard to know exactly why.
Like with the economy, people have to have money to do some form of gambling. However, at the same time, when people are stressed out and they don't have money, they might be using it. Oftentimes, patients say that they'll try to go earn more money gambling to pay bills because they don't have enough to pay bills.
State health officials are also seeing a rise in people looking for help. Preliminary figures from the Iowa Department of Public Health show the number of people seeking treatment rose to 948, up 43 from last year. Mark Vanderlinden manages the state's gambling prevention and treatment program. He agrees it's difficult to pinpoint what role the downturn may play and whether people become addicted to gambling at casinos or playing the lottery.
Certainly, there's less expendable income that people may have to gamble. We also are not seeing any sort of decrease in the number of gambling venues that are available either. So even though there is this downward economy, gambling is continuing to thrive in the state of Iowa.
At the same time, the amount of money available to help cover the costs of treatment has been cut. Funding fell 9% from more than $4 million for the past fiscal year to just under $3.7 million this year. Under state law, money for a gambling treatment fund used to come directly from gambling venues. But legislators changed that funding structure as part of a larger effort to address budget shortages. The money now goes to the state general fund, which then turns over a smaller amount for treatment. Vanderlinden says if funding continues to decline, it could mean longer wait times for people like Jesse seeking help for a gambling addiction. For now, Jesse says things are improving. He quit his job at the casino and is looking for work elsewhere. He's living with his parents and says he hasn't gambled in 3 months.
My parents lost a whole deal of trust with me. My dad was very frustrated with me. He didn't understand the addiction part of it. I think things are a lot better at home now.